New Horizons. It's this whole different area.
New Horizons has a lot of different instruments on it, right? So we're looking at atmosphere, what it's made of, in addition to what it looks like.
Yeah, obviously we have cameras, of course, high-definition cameras. We have spectrometers on there, so we'll actually be able to tell the temperature. We'll be able to tell the composition. There's a student dust counter. So a number of things we'll actually be looking at, not only before the encounter, but even afterwards.
Good morning. It's time to take a look at the opening commodity market report here on WILL. I'm Brian Moline. International stock markets bounced higher today after Greece and its European creditors agreed on a bailout deal, substantially reducing the uncertainty about Greece's future in the euro common currency. Futures point to opening gains today on Wall Street. Benchmark U.S. crude fell nearly a dollar and is at under $52 a barrel. The dollar has gained against the yen and the euro. Meanwhile, as we look at things before the bell on the grain side of things, USDA has announced that 91,000-plus metric tons of U.S. corn were sold to Mexico for 2015-16 and 30,482 tons for 2016-17. Before the announcement, December corn modestly lower early, pulling back from Friday's new one-year high. Monday's weather map shows rain in Wisconsin and northern Illinois, with more expected in the eastern Midwest in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, November soybeans were lower early, with traders showing caution near soybeans' recent highs. Another inch or two of rain is expected in the eastern Midwest today and will add to crop problems. However, the rest of the week looks drier, with normal amounts expected in the 6 to 10-day forecast. It's 8:50, coming up on 8:51 here at WILL. Certainly, we've got some weather going on here in East Central Illinois today as well. But as we look at what's going on in the growing areas, it's time to check in with Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated.
A change in weather is expected to occur across portions of the Plains and Western Corn Belt as we move out through this next week, but the eastern parts of the Midwest may continue to see showers and thunderstorms periodically. The general trend is just being adjusted as a ridge of high pressure begins to build into portions of the Plains over the next few days. That ridge of high pressure will allow for, first, a few thunderstorms to precede it. Those thunderstorms will likely occur initially from Kansas into Missouri and parts of southern Illinois. That will occur today, and the precipitation will start to lift to the north after that, and we'll end up seeing rainfall tomorrow occurring mostly from parts of Nebraska into Iowa and central parts of Illinois, as well as points further to the east as we get into the latter part of the day tomorrow and into tomorrow night. The frontal boundary that's responsible for this precipitation over these next 2 days will lift to the northeast as we go from Saturday into Sunday. That will allow for thunderstorms to impact parts of the Great Lakes region as well as Indiana and Ohio as time moves forward. Some strong thunderstorms will be possible in any one of these next 3 or 4 days, but we do not expect widespread general soakings like those of a couple of weeks ago. But we will expect to see a few areas though pick up on some locally strong thunderstorm activity. In fact, those areas may see some hail and damaging wind briefly, along with some very heavy rainfall, but much of it will be localized. As we move into the first part of next week, the ridge of high pressure will be in place across the plains and somewhat of the western corn belt. That should minimize some of the rainfall for a while across the west central and southwestern portions of the corn belt and allow for temperatures to heat up. We'll see a lot of 90 degree temperatures impacting areas from Kansas and Missouri to South Dakota, and we'll see temperatures further to the east, holding mostly in the 80s into the lower 90s, perhaps. The potential for rainfall next week will be greatest over the top of the ridge and down the front side of it. That ridge axis will run mostly from Texas to Saskatchewan, and we'll expect the thunderstorms to occur most often from parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin into Michigan, portions of Indiana and Ohio. The thunderstorms could be locally intense once again, but we will see the frequency relatively high in those areas, so some locations may continue to be too wet in parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan in particular. Well, the ridge of high pressure is probably going to be a feature we'll see a lot of during the balance of the summer season, and we'll see it come and go, but it'll be there present in the plains most often. There's a lot of concern about the presence of the ridge, as is always the case from a market perspective, but most likely we're going to see favorable conditions continuing to prevail across a big part of the Corn Belt for a while. Some timely rain will be necessary in the upper Midwest and portions of the western Corn Belt in general, just simply because of the fact that it's going to be warmer and faster drying rates will take place. But the bulk of the eastern lower parts of the Midwest will likely experience some improvement with the warmer temperatures coming up. Better drying conditions should occur between rain events, and we should see a little less frequency in the rain, with the exception, again, of some areas in Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, which may continue to struggle for a while. The region will need some more significant drying in order to improve crops as best as possible. Well, the temperature forecast is warmer. We'll look for high temperatures today, though still a little bit on the cool side. A lot of 70s occurring across the Midwest, a few lower 80s in the northwest, a few upper 60s maybe around Lake Michigan. We'll look for the temperatures tomorrow running in the 80s, with a few upper 70s in the east, and then 80s and 90s will become common across the region for Saturday all the way through the first part of next week. Some temperatures even hotter in the plains will be possible from Kansas and western Oklahoma into South Dakota. Some of those areas may reach 100 degrees. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. It's 8:55, and again, a severe thunderstorm warning for north-central Ford County in our WILL severe weather coverage area. That's in effect for just a few more minutes until 9 o'clock. A severe thunderstorm watch for Ford County in effect until 10 o'clock. A heat advisory also in effect from noon until 8 p.m. today for much of our listening area. But right now, it's time to turn our focus to the markets. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington Normal. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. We have kind of a mixed market here this morning. We did have, mostly lower trade here, early overnight trade, but we have allowed things to recover here a little bit, actually looking like corn's trading a little higher here. July corn at 428, up 3/4. September corn at 436, up 1 1/4. December corn at 446 1/4, also up 1 1/4. July soybeans at 1040, down 3 1/2. August soybeans at 1028 1/4, down 3 3/4. November soybeans at 1019 1/4, down 3 cents. July Chicago wheat at 574, down 7 1/2. September Chicago wheat at 573, down 3 cents. And December Chicago wheat at 579, down 4 1/2. Turning over to Kansas City real quick. September Kansas City wheat at 567 1/2, down 4 3/4. December Kansas City wheat at 586 3/4, down 5 1/2. Of course, no livestock trade as of yet this morning. That'll be opening up here in just a few minutes. As for news here this morning, continuing to watch the weather forecast. Some, you know, pretty heavy rains moving through the northern and eastern part of Illinois here this morning, also into the northern part of Indiana, offering a little support once again. Expecting crop ratings this afternoon to be 1% to 2% weaker on both corn and soybeans, factoring in some of that heavy rain we saw again last week and over the weekend. Still going to be a little bit of divergence of corn ratings again tonight. The west and north states continue to look very good. Iowa and Minnesota continue to support very good ratings, while the eastern Corn Belt, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois continue to show poor ratings. So that'll be discussed again once again this afternoon. But overall, expecting ratings to be just a touch lower, and that has also offered a little bit of support here today. Export inspections out at 10 o'clock this morning. And then we'll also continue to monitor the weather. Temperatures are expected to warm up a little bit. Overall, it looks like the forecast is just a touch drier here this morning. That offered some weakness in the overnight session. Like Drew mentioned, there is some potential heavy rains slated for this afternoon and this evening in parts of Illinois and the eastern Corn Belt. So the trade will once again be monitoring those rainfall totals here over the next few hours to see how those measure up. Just a reminder, kind of recap the crop report there we had on Friday morning. The USDA did show lower ending stocks for this year and next year for both corn and soybeans, so that continues to offer some underlying support. Did sell a chunk of corn to Mexico here this morning for the 15-16 marketing year and even a little bit of 16-17 marketing year. So we are seeing a little bit of demand here a little bit, and also saw a little bit of soybean demand late last week.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a good day, Brian. Thank you.
You bet. That's Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, here on our opening market commodity reports.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Again, a flash flood watch in effect for the entire WILL severe weather coverage area through late tonight. There is a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. today for Champaign, DeWitt, Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, and Piatt counties in our severe weather coverage area. A flood warning continues from the Sangamon River at Monticello until tomorrow morning. And right now, Ford County dealing with a severe thunderstorm warning that's set to expire at the top of the hour. They're under a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 o'clock this morning. This is WILL. Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD1 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.
Good morning. After 17 hours of all-night negotiating, European leaders agreed to a bailout number 3 for Greece. Now Greece's prime minister has to sell the deal at home. We go to Athens on Morning Edition from NPR News. A different historic deal appears as close as ever. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Negotiations to limit Iran's nuclear powers could be winding down in Vienna after nearly a decade in the making. North Carolina is set to be the main stage for a battle over voting rights. A federal trial there could impact who gets to vote and when across the country. Plus, the story of a yogurt tragedy, how one man went from running the company Three Happy Cows to burning it down. It's Monday, July 13th. It's the return of the cast from Return of the Jedi. Actor Harrison Ford turned 72 years old today. The news is next.